Good morning, brothers and sisters.
早上好，弟兄姐妹们。
This would be a early Happy Chinese New Year, right?
今天会我提早跟你们说中国新年快乐。
So I'll say Happy Chinese New Year to you.
新年快乐。
And you say it back to me, right? 新年快乐。Chinese New Year is on what? 哪一天? What day is Chinese New Year?
中国的新年是
Friday. So by the time we see each other next Sunday, it will be already the New Year.
我们下个周末再见的时候已经是新年了。
I see that many of you wore red today. That's very Chinese new.
你们今天很多人都穿了红色的。
Like this young man right here. Even our youth. ABC, born in America.
甚至我们的年轻人。
So this morning, I have a question for you.
今天早上我有个问题要问大家。
For those of you who are Christians,
对那些是基督徒的。
Why did God save you?
神为什么拯救了你?
Why did God save you?
神为什么要拯救你?
Was it just so that you can have salvation and to have a ticket to go to heaven?
仅仅是因为你有了救赎，然后你有了一张去天堂的票吗?
Is it because, oh, you are just so good and so adorable?
仅仅是因为你是如此的好，是如此的好吗?
Is it some type of membership into this social club of what you might think is the church?
你觉得教会仅仅是一个就是我们要有会员制的或者是一种社交的场所吗?
Or is it something more?
还有比这个更多的吗?
Why did God save you?
为什么神要拯救你?
If you were saved...Just so that you can get a ticket to heaven.
因为你得救仅仅是为了去拿到一张去天堂的票。
Why doesn't God just boom, as soon as you have faith, you just go straight to heaven?
那上帝为什么一旦当你有了这个信心了以后，为什么上帝不马上把你带到天堂去呢？
Ever wonder that?
你们有没有想过呢？
Why are you still here?
你们为什么还在这里呢?
Well, 1 Peter chapter 4, verse 10 says this.
彼得一书第十章是这样的。
彼得一书四章十节。
四章十节。
Says that every believer is to use what God has given them to serve others.
每一个信徒都要用神所给你的能力去服侍他人。
Did you hear that?
你有没有听到这里?
That God wants you to use everything He has given to you to serve others.
神需要你把他所给你的一切，用他所给你的一切去服侍他人。
So why does God save you and leave you here?
所以为什么神救了你，然后又把你留在这地上呢？
You know that you will be in heaven.
你知道你最后会上天堂的。
For anyone who truly has faith in Jesus, we know one day we will all be in heaven together.
对每一个基督徒，每一个是有真正信心的基督徒，我们都知道我们会有一天会在天堂的。
But the scripture tells us that God saves us andKeeps us here so that we can fulfill the very special purpose that He has for each and every one of us.
但是经上也跟我们讲，神救了我们，把我们留在地上，是有一个非常非常特殊的目的的。
A very special service, if you will.
如果你愿意的话，会有一个非常非常的非常特殊的事工。
He saved us so that we can build others up.
他拯救了我们，所以我们可以建造他人。
The last time that we were together,
上次我们在一起聚会的时候，
we are on this series in the book of 1 Thessalonians.
我们在讲就是铁撒罗尼迦这本这个系列。
And the last time we were going through chapter 1,
上一次我们介绍了第一章。
We saw that the gospel came to the city of Thessalonica.
我们看到福音来到了铁撒罗尼迦这个城市。
And the gospel was received.
福音被接受了。
And it changed their lives.
并且改变了他们的生命。
Because that's what the gospel does. Amen?
因为这就是福音所做的。
When you are living a life this way,In the darkness,
当你在黑暗中是这样生活的时候，
and the gospel comes into your life,
福音来到了你的中间，
with the combination of the Holy Spirit,
再加上圣灵的工作，
there's an explosion,
这就一个改变，
and your life is now redirected,
你的生命现在被改变了，
your life is constantly now being changed,
你的生命一直在被改变，
by the power ofThe Word of God and the Holy Spirit.
是被神的话语和圣灵一直在改变。
See, these Thessalonians, they knew that they were saved for a reason.
但是这些铁撒罗尼迦的人知道他们得救是有一个是为了一个目的。
These young believers, remember that church was a group of young believers.
这些年轻的信徒，你们记不记得那个教会是有一个是一个非常年轻的信徒组成的教会。
年轻的信徒 ，right? Young believers doesn't mean like teenagers. It doesn't mean that.
年轻的信徒并不是指说年纪上轻的信徒。
There maybe could be some teenage believers there.
也可以当然这其中可以有青少年的信徒。
But these were young believers in their faith.
这些年轻的信徒是指他们在信心上是比较年轻的。
Last time I asked you to raise your hand.
上一次我请你们举手的时候
How many people in this room have just come to faith within the last 2 years?
就是我们有多少我们当中有多少人是最近两年才得救的
Raise your hand.
我们再举一遍手
Let's see. Raise your hand, okay? There's two in the back. 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. There's about 10 people here.From young to middle age to older,
我们有十位从年轻的，有中年的，也有年纪大的。
They were going this way.
他们一直是这样走的。
The gospel came into their life.
福音来到了他们的生命
当中。The Holy Spirit,
还有圣灵。
Their lives were redirected.
他们的生命被重新定
了。That is like the young believers in the church of Thessalonica.
这就是这些年轻的在铁撒罗尼迦的年轻的信徒。
These young believers knew.
这些年轻的信徒知道。
And they were on the right track.
他们走在了正道上。
They knew that they were saved for a reason.
他们知道他们得救是为了一个理由的。
They knew that God called them to a special service.
他们知道上帝呼召他们去做一个特别的服事。
That God saved them.To make a difference in the lives of others.
神拯救他们是让他们去改变其他的人。
These young believers didn't just go to church once a week.
这些信徒不仅仅是说只是去教会一个礼拜一次。
They knew that their life was to serve others, to build them up.
他们知道他们的生命是去服侍他人，是去建造他人。
They were to serve.Their friends who were unbelievers.
他们是为了服侍他们当中的朋友，特别是他们当中一些不信的朋友。
They were also to serve their new family, their brothers and sisters in Christ.
他们也同时也是服侍他们当中的弟兄姐妹的。
I pray that our young believers.
我祷告我们当中的这些年轻的信徒
also have the clarity of this young church in Thessalonica
也很清楚的知道这个年轻的教会在铁撒罗尼迦这个年轻的教会
We never want to believe that oh the gospel came into my life
我们从来不应该这样相信福音来到了我们中间。I'm
a Christian now.
我是基督徒了。
Now I have my ticket to heaven.
我有了去天堂的票。
I'm going to keep on living the way I used to live.
我要继续我以前的生活。No.
不是这样的。Our lives are changed.
我们的生命被改变了。We
know that we are saved for a purpose.
我们知道我们得救是为了一个目的。These
young believers knew that they were called to build others up.
这些年轻的信徒知道他们是被呼召去建造其他人的。But
how?
但是如何做呢？
As a young believer, you don't know how.
作为一个初信徒或者年轻的信徒，你并不知道。The
10 people who rose their hands, do you know how to build others up?
这10位刚刚举手的初信徒，你们知道吗？
Does anyone older than you in your faith know how to build others up?
那在信心上有没有比你年长的人，他们知道是怎样去建造他人呢？
Is there a model for us?
有没有一个这样的模范呢？
Wouldn't it be great if there was a model for us?
如果我们有这样一个模范，不是挺好的吗？
Wouldn't it be great if we could see a live model of how to build others up?
如果我们有这样一个活生生的模范，去如何建造他人，这样不是挺好吗？
I believe there is.
我相信我们有这样一个模范。
When we were looking at 1 Thessalonians chapter 1,
当我们在读帖撒罗尼迦第一章的时候,
we saw that the church had a pattern, a beautiful testimony is what Pastor James said about it.
我们看到这个教会有一个模式,有一个美好教会的模式。
Okay? They had a beautiful testimony, how do you say testimony? 见证,他们有一个美好的见证。 That's what 范长老 said. Right? That's chapter 1. Chapter 2,
在第二章里,
we actually see that there's a model for us of how to build others up.
我们其实在第二章里可以看到其实有一个模范，我们可以看到模范就是如何去建造他人。
So take your Bibles out.
所以我们把圣经打开。
Turn to 1 Thessalonians.
我们打开帖撒罗尼迦前书。
I am totally okay with you using your phone.
你也可以用你的电话把圣经打开。
But it's better if you bring your Bible.
圣经的话更好。
1 Thessalonians chapter 2.
帖撒罗尼迦前书第二章。
And if you don't have a Bible,
如果你没有圣经的话,
you don't have a phone,
没有电话,
and you're just playing games,
或者你仅仅在玩游戏,
you can see that we'll put up the scripture here for you too.
我们在前面的, 那个可以看到。
We're going to look at the model of Paul and his team.
我们现在来看一看就是保罗和他的队伍的这个模范。
They are the model of how to build others up.
他们就是我们如何建造他人的这个模范。Okay,
let's pray.
那我们祷告。
Father, we ask that you help us this morning.
帮助我们。
Your people in this room, those who have professed faith in Jesus,
在这个房间里属于你的人，已经在公众面前宣布属于你的人,
those who are saved,
那些已经被得救的人,
we pray you help us to see that you saved us for a reason.
我们祷告你能帮助我们看清楚，你拯救我们是为了一个原因的。That
as Ephesians chapter 2 tells us,
就像以弗所书第二章告诉我们,
that we were created for good works.
我们是为了做神的工作而被创造的。Yes,
Lord, we were created to serve and build others.
我们被创造是为了能够建造还有服侍他人。
So Father, help us to know what it looks like.
所以父啊, 请你帮助我们, 让我了解到这是, 我们应该如何去做。
May you be the voice that we hear this morning.
今天祷告, 我们今天早上听到的是你的声音。
May we hear you speak to us.
我们祷告，我们听见的是你跟我们讲话。
Through your word and through the power of your Holy Spirit.
通过你的话语和你的圣灵。
In Jesus' name I pray.
我们祷告，奉耶稣的名求。
Amen.
Amen.
So chapters 2:1-12.
帖撒罗尼迦前书第二章。
Really is a picture of Paul and his team and their model of how we build each other up or build people up.
一到十二节是一幅图案，我们可以看到就是保罗和他的队伍是如何建造他人的。
You see this model of how they build up non-believers.
你看到这个模范，他们是如何建造非信徒的。
As the Thessalonians were before they had the gospel.
就像帖撒罗尼迦在他们收到福音之前。
And how they built up the Thessalonians, this group, after they became believers.
然后他们当他们帖撒罗尼迦人收到福音以后，他们又是如何建造他们的。
So how are we then to serve those around us and build them up?
那我们应该是如何去服侍我们周围的人，去建造他们呢？
And the first thing we want to see in this text is that when you serve others, you need the courage to bring them the gospel of Jesus.
那我们第一件事我们看到的就是，当你服侍他人的时候，你需要有把福音带到他们面前的勇气。
Okay.We need to understand that as we serve our God, we serve people through having courage to bring them to Jesus.
我们需要明白，我们需要明白，当我们服侍神的时候，我们需要有把福音带到他人的面前的勇气。
Whether it is one, sharing the gospel to unbelievers.
不管是这个人是跟他人分享福音的
okay, or two, to lead other believers back to Jesus.
或许呢是你去带领其他的信徒向耶稣看齐，走进耶稣的。
Mm-hmm. Our service to others,
我们服侍他人的时候
in order to build others up,
为了建造他人
we always have to bring people to Jesus Christ.
我们一直需要把人带到耶稣基督的面前来。
Look at 1 Thessalonians chapter 2, verses 1 and 2.
我们先来看一下帖撒罗尼迦前书第二章一到二节。
For you yourselves know, brothers, that our coming to you was not in vain.
弟兄们，你们自己原晓得，我们进到你们那里并不是突然的。
But though we already suffered and had been shamefully treated at Philippi, as you know,
我们从前在腓立比被害受辱，这是你们知道的。
We had boldness in our God to declare to you the gospel of God in the midst of much conflict.
然而还是靠我们的神放开胆量，在大征战中把神的福音传给你们。
Okay, so now for a little bit of background.
那我们介绍一下我们一点背景。
Paul had this team.
保罗有他这支队伍。
Right, his team included who? This was his second missionary journey.
这是他第二次的那个宣教的路程。
Uh-huh, did he go with Barnabas?
他有没有跟那个 Barnabas 一块去呢
？No, good. The young people know. Who did he go with?
他跟谁一块去
？He went with Silas and he picked up Timothy.
他跟 Silas 和提摩太一块去。
Wow, you guys know so much of the Bible. That's good.、Right?
你们知道圣经的知识很多。
So that was his team: Paul, Silas, and Timothy.
这就是保罗的这支队伍，就是保罗、Silas 和提摩太。
And they were led by who?
他们是被谁带领的
？They were led by God.
是神带领他们的。
They were led by God to not go to Asia Minor.
他们没有被神带领到小亚细亚。
But to go all the way across the pond.
但是一直穿过这个湖。
Okay. This sea is actually a sea. Okay.
穿过这个海。
Okay, all the way to Macedonia.
一直到马其顿。
That's modern day Greece.
这就是现代的希腊。
They started to share the gospel in this city called Philippi.
他们呢在菲利比这个城市呢开始宣传福音。
And in Philippi, as they're trying to share the gospel,
在菲律宾这个城市，他们试着传福音的时候
，There was a demon-possessed girl.
有一个女被鬼缠缚的女孩。
And the Bible says that Paul was annoyed by her. He's probably trying to share the gospel, and she's acting all crazy over here.
因为这个被鬼附身的女孩可能不正常，所以保罗还是有点生气。当时
this demon-possessed woman was was the property of people trying to make money off of her, right?Do you remember this?
这个被鬼附身的女孩其实是属于另外一个人，她用这个女孩来赚钱。
So Paul's trying to share the gospel.
保罗在这边想试着宣传福音。
And you have a demon-possessed woman here, come la 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 la.
这边有一个被鬼附身的女孩在不停的吵闹。
Or saying something about Paul and his team.
或者在说一些保罗和他们这支队伍的话。
The Bible in Acts like 16 or 17 says Paul was annoyed.
保罗非常的生气。
And he cast out the demon, just like, ah, stop, demon, come out, in Jesus' name.
把这个鬼赶走。
Then the people who owned this girl were upset.
那就是这个女孩所属的主人非常的生气。
And they took Paul and Silas, and they took him in front of the magistrates.
所以他们把保罗和Silas, 抓到了那个法官面前。
And the magistrate said, "You're disrupting our city."
他们法官说你在扰乱我们的城市。
These men have to be stripped.
这个人需要被剥夺。
Which is humiliated. Which is humiliated.
就是被剥衣被羞辱。
And then they have to be beaten.
被殴打。
And then thrown into prison.
然后把他关到监狱里。
That's what was happening as Paul was just trying to share the gospel.
这就是保罗在分享福音的时候所发生的事。
And then the same thing happened after Philippi. He went to this city called Thessalonica.
所以过了菲利比，他们来到了马其顿。
And in sharing the gospel there,
到了帖撒罗尼迦。
Yeah, yes. At Thessalonica.
在帖撒罗尼迦。
They were sharing the gospel.
他们在分享福音的时候。
These people were coming to Christ.
他们听的人来到了主的面前。
And it stirred another riot.
然后又引起了另外一个骚动。
And the riot was so bad.
这个骚动是如此的混乱。
In Acts 16 or 17, it says that then Paul and his team had to sneak out at night.
所以保罗不得不悄悄的走了。
Do you think that they were facing much hardship?
你觉得他们的处境难不难呢？
Yes, it was.
是的，很难。
Paul was saying to them.
保罗和他们说。
It was hard to bring the gospel to you.
把福音带到你们面前真的是很难。
The work of the gospel, the work to build others up.
福音的工作和建造他人的工作。
It's not easy.
不容易。
It's not easy to build others up.
建造他人真的是不容易。
It's not easy to serve people.
服侍他人也是不容易。
It's not hard to imagine
并不难想象
that some people would have looked at Paul and his team and said, you guys are failures.
You know, 有些人可能会看着保罗和他们的队伍会说你们是一群失败的人。
I could imagine that someone looking at Paul's ministry
我可以想象某些人可能看着保罗的事工
saying,Your ministry is a failure.
你的事工是失败的。
Look at your life.
看看你自己的生活。
Look how tired and deflated you are.
看看你自己是如此的疲乏和泄气。
I could imagine someone saying, "Are you sure you want to keep doing this?"
我可以想象有人肯定也会问保罗，你确定吗？你要继续这样做？
I wonder.If sometimes you might feel like this,
我在想，有时候或许你也会感觉，你也会有这种感觉。
I wonder if Paul ever thought, this is so hard.
我在想，保罗是不是有时候也在这样想呢？这个事工真的是太难了。
I'm trying to build others up.
我试着去建造他人。
I'm trying to give them the gospel.
我试着把福音带给他们。
I'm just trying to serve my brothers and sisters.
我只是在试着要服侍我的弟兄姐妹们。
Why is this so hard?
为什么是如此的艰难呢？
Have you felt that way before?
你以前有没有这样感觉过呢？
When you're trying to share the gospel to a non-believing family member or a friend,
当你跟一个非信徒的朋友或者家庭去分享福音的时候，
and it went from days,
很长的时间，
yeah, 从几天的分享这个福音 all the way to like years, you're still trying to share them the gospel.
一直到好几年，你一直在分享这个福音。
Don't you just feel discouraged?
你难道没有感觉灰心吗？
Don't you just feel almost deflated?
你觉得你难道没有感觉就泄气了吗？
What am I doing?
我在做什么呢？
Or when you're faithfully serving in the church.
或许你充满信心在教会里服侍的时候，
You're just trying to do your best to serve other people.
你在尽你最大的能力去服侍他人。
You're trying to just benefit others.
你尽量的就是为他人创造利益。
But all you heard was criticism.
但你所听到的都是批评。
Or the ministry is just not going in that direction that you thought it would.
或者这个事工呢，就感觉好像没有像你所希望的这个方向去走。
Or even as a parent.
或许就像父母一样。
And you're trying so hard to help your children grow in their faith and mature.
你很努力的想帮助你的孩子在信心上成长和成熟。
All you're trying to do is to bring them Jesus.
你所想做的就是把耶稣带到他们生活当中来。
But it feels sometimes more like they hate you.
但是有时候感觉是你的孩子好像在更恨你。
They don't appreciate you.
他们并不感激你。
They act like they don't want you in their life.
他们的表现觉得好像他们并不想你在他们的生活中。
Have you ever just felt discouraged?
你有没有感觉到灰心过呢？
What am I doing here?
我在这里做什么呢？
This is so hard.
这太艰难了。
You know, I'm sure the Apostle Paul felt this.
我确定使徒保罗肯定也这样感受到过。
I know I felt this.
我知道我感受到。
Yet while being mistreated,
当你被
while they were being mistreated, 被虐待。
对，当他们被虐待的时候。
Yeah, mistreated. Give me a better word.
被羞辱。羞辱，被羞辱。
羞辱。
被羞辱。
羞辱。While they were being mistreated,
当他们被羞辱的时候。
While they knew that this work was so hard,
他们知道这项事工是非常的艰难。
They had the courage to continue to bring people to Jesus.
他们仍旧有这个勇气，把继续把人带到耶稣基督的面前。
In verse 2,
在第二节里
，It said we still had the boldness in our God.
在第二节里说，我们然而靠我们的神，放开的胆量。
It is the courage in our God.
这就是神给我们的勇气。
To what? Declare, keep continuing to declare the gospel. To keep bringing you Jesus.
我们一直在宣扬这个福音，一直在把人带到耶稣基督面前来。
How do they have the courage?
他们的勇气是从哪里来的呢？
Where do they get this courage?
从哪里来？
Where do they get this boldness?
从哪里来的这个boldness? 胆量呢？
胆量。Let's look at verse 3 through 6.
来，我们看看，第三到六节。
For our appeal does not spring from error or impurity or any attempt to deceive.
我们的劝勉不是出于错误，不是出于污秽，也不是用诡诈。
But just as we have been approved by God to be entrusted with the gospel.
但神既然验证了我们，把福音托付我们。
Listen, so we speak.
我们就照样讲。
Okay, listen to this.
我们听着这个，听着这个。
Not to please man.
不是讨人喜欢
but to please God who tests our heart.
而是要讨那检查查验我们心的神喜欢
For we never came with words of flattery, as you know, nor with a pretext for greed. God is our witness.
因为我们从来没有用过献媚的话，这是你们知道的。
Nor did we seek glory from people, whether from you or others, though we could have made demands as apostles of Christ.
也没有藏着贪心，这是神可以做见证的。我们做基督的使者，虽然可以叫人尊重，却没有向你们或向别人求荣耀。
How did they find the courage to keep going?
他们是如何找到这个勇气要继续向前走的呢？
They knew that in order to build others up and share the gospel,
他们知道为了建造他人，为了宣传福音，
they had to keep their eyes.On God and not on men.
他们要把他们的眼睛放在神身上，而不是人身上。
How do you find the courage to keep ministering and serving and building others up?
你是如何找到有这个勇气去建造他人，去服侍他人的呢？
Especially when it starts to get hard.
特别是当处境困难的时候。
You keep your eyes on God and not on man.
你要把你的眼睛往神身上看，而不是在人身上。
Keep your eyes on God, not on people.
定睛在神，而不是在人身上。
If we keep our eyes on people,
如果我们把眼睛放在人身上
，if we are serving trying to please people,
如果我们的服事是为了讨人的喜欢
，we will always be frustrated.
我们肯定会灰心的。
If we are trying to please people,
如果我们的目的是为了讨好人
，we will always be waiting for their approval or their applause.
我们肯定会等着人来赞美我们，或会给我们鼓掌。
If we are always trying to please people,
如果我们是一直要来讨人的欢喜的话
，it may mean that we start to change our message.
或那可能我们要改变我们的这些信息了。
To suit what they want to hear.
为了符合他们所想要听到的。
If we are always trying to please people.
如果我们是要讨人的喜欢的话。
We're going to get tired.
我们会肯定会累，会累的。
Burned out.
会被累垮的。
Elder Chu.
朱长老。
He used to remind me of this all the time.
他以前一直是这样提醒我的。
Because even though I knew I loved God,
虽然我知道我很爱神
and I loved to give my life to serve others and to build them up.
我也很爱就是把自己摆上去服侍他人，去服侍建造他人。
I sometimes would get very frustrated.
有时候我也会非常的灰心。
Sometimes I felt it was too hard.
有时候我也觉得太难了。
I would feel like I took on too much.
我有时候觉得我可能负担太重了。
And this is natural.
这是很自然的。
I was working sometimes more than 60 hours a week.
我有时候每周得工作60个钟头。
I was traveling to different cities almost every other week.
我在不同我几乎每周都在不同的城市中间奔跑。
I was trying to be a good husband.
我试着成为一个好的丈夫。
I was trying to be a good dad to my little babies at home.
我也试着成为一个好的父亲。
And I was involved in many different ministries at the church.
我也在教会的很多事工中都有服侍。
And sometimes I just got frustrated.
但是有时我是我也会觉得很灰心。
I thought it was too much.
我觉得我的压力太多了。
I was frustrated with people.
我对人灰心。
I was frustrated with all the work that I was doing. Sometimes I felt like I was the only one working at the church.
有时候我觉得我好像就是我一个人在教会里施工。
And you could almost picture Elder Chu as he said this to me.
你我知道你可以想象，朱长老当时跟我讲的。
Alex.
这个情形 ，Alex 他说。
You keep your eyes on God, not on people.
你要把你的眼神放在神的身上，不是在人身上。
Don't look at them.
不要看他们。
Look at the good Lord, he would say.
我们要看我们的主耶稣，主耶稣。
And this is Paul's model for us.
这就是保罗所做的一个模范，给我们一个榜样。
We are doing the work of the gospel.
我们是在为福音而
We are doing the work of the gospel to the unsaved, and we're doing the work of the gospel in the church.
我们是要把这个福音带到不信的人的面前。我们是要在我们的信徒当中服侍。
We must have courage from somewhere to keep doing this.
我们一定要从某一个地方来的勇气，坚持这样做。
We need to have a courage that comes from God.
我们需要从神来的勇气。
So how do we serve others by bringing them the gospel?
那我们应该如何去服侍他人呢？把他们带到耶稣主面前来。
And we need to look.To the Lord and not to men.
我们需要看我们的神，而不是看人。
Always remember to look to the good Lord and not to people.
我们总要记得，我们要看神，不能看人。
So you see that Paul and his team, they were always trying to bring Jesus to the people.
你看啊，保罗和他的队伍总是把耶稣基督带到人
And it doesn't matter what we are doing in our church when you are serving others.
不管我们在教会里做什么，你是在服侍他人。
You have to give them the message of Jesus.
你一定要把耶稣基督的这个信息给他们。
When you are with your unbelieving family, friends, and family and friends.
当你和你的非信徒的朋友和家庭在一起的时候。
Your goal is to give them the message of Jesus.
你的目标是要把耶稣基督带给他们。
You need to bring them to Jesus.
你要把他们带到耶稣基督面前来。
And when you are serving in the church with your brothers and sisters who have Jesus,
当你在教会里服侍弟兄姐妹这以信的弟兄姐妹的时候
，Whether you are doing music,
不管你是在音乐上服侍
，Whether you are serving children,
或在儿童事工上服侍
，Whether you're leading in your fellowship.
或者你在你的团契里服侍。
Your goal is to bring people, even the believers, to remember Jesus.
你的目标是要让你的弟兄姐妹们要看向耶稣，记得耶稣。
Because Paul and his team, that was their model for us.
因为保罗和他的队伍是我们的榜样。
He gave them the message.
他把这个信息传给了他们。
But not only did they give the message,
他们不仅仅是把这个信息给他们。
It was clear that they lived the message.
他们呢也把这个信息给活出来了。
They not only brought the gospel of Jesus,
他们不仅仅把耶稣的这个福音带给了他们。
But they incarnated the message of Jesus.
他们自己也把这个信息给体现出来了。
Remember we saw this in chapter 1.
我们有记不记得在第一章里所看到的。
This is what every believer is called to do.
这就是我们每一位信徒所被呼召要做的。
So even as you share with your mouth the gospel of Jesus,
你虽然你用你的嘴巴去分享
，You need to learn to live it out to them.
你也要学着把这个福音给活出来。
I know a brother.
我知道弟兄们。
He is praying for someone. He's praying for someone who's so dear to him.
He is praying
for someone who is so dear to him that does not have Jesus.
他为他一个非常亲爱的一个人祷告，但是这个人还没有信主。
And I love this brother.
我很爱这个弟兄。
But sometimes.
但有时。
I know he's frustrated.
我知道他有点有泄气。
Trying to bring the gospel to this person that he loves.
他希望把这个福音传给这个他所爱的人。
And I know it's going to affect how he can live the gospel to them.
我也知道这会影响他是如何把这个福音活出来的。
Because sometimes,
因为有时候
he'll say,
他会说
that person, So never wants to talk about this.
从来不想谈这个福音方面的事。
I have nothing to talk about with them.
我不再跟他们说了。
I don't know how they don't want to hear it.
他们不想听。
And I know it's going to hurt. Not only the ability for him to share the message.
我知道这会影响他，不仅仅影响他，就是分享福音的能力。
But it will affect the way he can live out the message of love. Jesus' love to that person.
这也会影响，就是他如何把这个啊福音给活出来。
So what do we see in the model of Paul?
我们在保罗这个榜样中看到了什么
？Paul and his team.
保罗和他的队伍。
How else did they serve those around them?
他们是其他他们是如何去服侍他们周围这群人呢
？We see that they not only brought the gospel of Jesus to them.
我们看到他们不仅仅把耶稣基督这个福音带给了人家。
But when you serve others,
但是当你服侍他人的时候
，you serve them by giving yourself to them.
你要把自己而摆上。
Make no mistake.
没错。
The heart of the Christian life.
基督徒的生命的生命的中心是
is to give yourself to serve others.
就是为他人而摆上自己。
Look at verse 7.
我们来看一下第七节。
But we were gentle among you.
只在你们中间存心温柔。
Okay. We were gentle among you, like a nursing mother takes care of her own children.
如同母亲乳养自己的孩子。
Verse 8.
第八节。
So being affectionately desirous of you, we were ready to share with you not only the gospel of God, but also our own selves, because you have become very dear to us.
我们既是这样爱你们，不但愿意将神的福音给你们，连自己的性命也愿意给你们，因为你们是我们所疼爱的。
For you remember our labor and toil.
你们纪念我们的辛劳，
you see?
辛苦劳累。
You see.Paul's heart of ministry to others.
你看保罗给向他人事工的心
is that he gave himself.
是把他把自己摆上
He gave himself.
他把自己摆上
See in verse 8.
你看到第八节
We were ready to share with you.
我
It's kind of in the middle. Uh-huh.
我们愿意将神的福音给你们
，but also of our own selves，
也包括我们自己的性命。
Okay. See, Paul paints himself in the picture of a mother.
你看保罗把自己描述成一个母亲。
And not just any mother，
不仅仅是任何的母亲
，but a nursing mother，
而是一个哺乳的母亲。
A nursing mother，
是一位哺乳的母亲。
A nursing mother is one of the most powerful pictures.That we can have of what it means to sacrifice yourself.
哺乳母亲这幅画是一个最有力的一幅画。那我们可以看到，我们是要如何的牺牲自己。
It's a picture of tenderness.
这是一幅温柔的画。
And self-sacrifice.
自我牺牲的画。
A mother who is holding and nursing her child.
一位母亲抱着她的婴儿。
Using her own body to keep that baby warm.
用她自己的胸口温暖的这位婴儿
，giving of her own body to feed this child，
用自己的乳汁去喂养这位婴儿。
I remember when we first got married。
我记得我们刚刚结婚的时候。
Then I remember when we first got married that my wife used to be a very deep sleeper。
我记得我们刚刚结婚的时候我的太太是。一位就是睡眠非常深的一个人。
Sometimes she'll wake me up because we're snoring.
她有时会因为我打呼把我吵醒。
And I would try to wake her up.
我也会把她吵醒。
Okay, I can't look at her. She's mad at me. I try to wake her up.
我想把她吵醒。
Just stop snoring.
叫她不要打呼。
Nope, keeps going.
她人就一直在打呼。
Deep sleeper.
非常深 非常深睡眠的一个人。
She says, I am a deep sleeper.
她说我是一个深睡眠的人。
She was an even deeper sleeper.
但是她，我觉得她比我睡得更深。
And then we had our first baby.
然后我们有了我们第一位孩子。
And when we brought our baby home, Bethany.
我们把我们的 baby, 我们把我们的婴孩子 Bethany 带回家。
She was in the next room.
她就睡在我们旁边的那个房间里。
Every time that baby cried.
每次孩子哭的时候
Every time that baby was hungry,
每次孩子饥饿的时候
It was mom, the mother, who went to her crying baby.
是她的母亲、是她的母亲来到了这、这位、哭泣的婴儿
She wasn't a deep sleeper anymore.
她不再是一位、睡眠很深的人
Because she loved and cared for this little baby.
因为她非常的爱和非常的在乎这位、婴儿
The baby would cry.
这个孩子会哭。
And now I'm snoring.
我人就在打呼噜。
She tried to wake me up. Alice, go get the baby.
她试着吵醒我，叫我去看一下孩子。
And I go.
我继续打呼噜。
No, I'm just kidding. So yeah, I would sleep through it.
我可能听不到，就一直睡下去了。
But she would get up.
她会马上起来。
My wife, in those first few months, after three children, each one of our children.
就是我们有三位孩子在孩子出生的几个月之后。
You just know my wife is walking around so tired in that first half a year.
你知道在孩子出生的前半年我的太太一直很累。
She's just waking up in the middle of the night, feeding, changing this baby.
她半夜醒来喂奶换尿布。
She would work so hard to sacrifice herself for this baby.
她自我牺牲就是为了要照顾孩子。
And all of you young mothers out there, I highly respect and admire you for that.
我们在场的所有的年轻的母亲年轻的母亲我都非常的佩服你们。
You would sacrifice so much for that baby, don't you?
你为了那个孩子牺牲了如此的之多。
Why?
为什么呢
？Because that baby is so dear to you.
因为你是如此的如此的爱这位孩子。
You will do anything to help that baby grow.
你会为了孩子的成长，你会做任何的事情。
Even at the sacrifice of your own health.
甚至就是牺牲你自己的健康。
And that's the model.Of Paul serving this church of young believers in Thessalonica.
这就是保罗在服侍铁撒罗尼加这个年轻的教会的时候为我们做的一个榜样。
I sacrificed you. I gave you myself because you are so dear to me.
我牺牲我自己，我把我自己完全的奉献给你，因为我是如此的爱你。
You see, that's the picture of what it means to serve others, to build them up.
这就是 这幅画面我们应该看到的 这幅画面是如何的去服侍他人。
When you think of that non-Christian friend or family that you're trying to bring the gospel to,
当你在思想那位就是还非不信主的那位朋友或家人的时候，你要把福音带到他们面
前。Are you willing to sacrifice living that message in your life to them?
你愿意牺牲自己吗？你要把这个你愿意把这个信息活出来吗？
As you serve your brothers and sisters at the church,
当你在教会里服侍你的弟兄姐妹的时候
are your brothers and sisters so dear to you that you're willing to sacrifice of yourself for them?
这些弟兄姐，你爱，你是如此的爱这位这些弟兄姐妹吗？你愿意牺牲自己，把自己完完全全的摆上吗？
That's the picture of serving others and building them up.
这就是我们应该如何服侍他人、建造他人的这幅图。
The other picture that we see.
另外一幅图案我们可以看
到 is this picture of a father
是一位父亲的画面
you don't see fathers getting up in the middle of the night always
你不会经常看到有很多父亲在半夜里起来
but look at verse 10
但是我们看一看第十节
you are witnesses and God also how holy and righteous and blameless was our conduct toward believers towards you believers
我们向你们信主的人是何等圣洁公义无可指责有你们做见证，也有神做见证。
For you know how, like a father with his children, we exhorted each of you and encouraged you and charged you to walk in a manner worthy of God, who calls you into His own kingdom and glory.
你们也晓得我们怎样劝勉你们、安慰你们、嘱咐你们个人，好像父亲待自己的儿女一样。
This picture is a person of integrity.
第十二节要叫你们行事对得起照镜造你们进他国得他荣耀的神。
This picture is a picture of someone who does not act differently at church as he does at home.
这幅图画我们从这幅图画上看到的就是一个廉正的男人的形象，而且这幅画就是我们看到了一个人在教会里和在教会之外他的行为是一模一样的。
Holy.
神圣。
Righteous.
正义。
Blameless.
无可指责。
That's that picture.
这就是这幅画。
It means that when people see us,
它是当人看着我们的时候。
It doesn't mean that we're perfectly sinless.
我们当然不是完完全全的没有罪的。
But that we are living our life in a way that the Lord wants us to live.
但是我们是活出了神想让我们活出的一种生命。
You know what I mean?
你知道我是指什么？
Some of us act very differently at church than we do at home.
我们有些人在教会和在家里的行为非常的不一样。
At church, you're very, oh yeah.
在教会里非常的好。
你非常oh温柔 ，you're so gentle.
你在教会里非常的温柔，非常的耐心。
Oh, you're so tender.
你是如此的温柔。
Oh, so patient.
如此的耐心。
Oh, yeah, serve you.
我就在教会里说我会服侍你。
你的磕头，oh yeah, I'm your servant. You know, you, I'm your servant. Oh, you look so gentle and holy.
你看上去是如此的圣洁和温柔。
And then you get home.
当你到家的时候。
No.
你脾气也大了。
You tell people to serve you. You tell your children to serve you. You tell your husband to serve you.
你告诉你的孩子来服侍你，告诉你的先生来服侍你。
In the church, you work so hard.
因为在教会里你很努力的工作。
To serve people.
去服侍他。
And at home,
但在家里。
You tell your wife, serve me.
你告诉你的太太说你要来服侍我。
Where's my beer?
我的啤酒在哪儿？
I'm going to watch the game.
我要看这场游戏。
Don't talk to me.
不要跟我讲话。
You talk too much.
你讲的太多了已经。
Just bring me my food.
就把我的饭菜拿过来就行了。
But the picture of this is our model to others.
但是这幅画我们所看到的就是我们的一个榜样。
And it also says that this is a person who, verse 12, exhorts, encourages, and urges others to live in a manner worthy of God.
在十二节里我们也看到
just exhorts,
就是要安慰，
这个，劝勉 you know, whatever, right?
要我们在十二节我们看到我们要安慰劝勉和督促
urge them to live
督促他人
See that's what fathers are for right
这就是我们父亲该做的
To be a model of integrity
就是要做一个廉正的一个形象廉正的一个榜样
And to use your words to encourage your kids to grow
你要用你的话语来鼓励你的孩子成长
That's a good reminder for all you fathers out there
这是一个很好的就是对你们在座的父亲是一个很好的提醒。
Hey, your life is the model.
你的生命是一个榜样。
Your words are not meant to tear your children down.
你的话语不是来破坏你的孩子的。
Your words are to encourage them and to build them up.
你的话语是来鼓励你的孩子，来建造你的孩子。
And Paul says, how do we build you up? How do we serve you?
保罗说，我们是应该如何建造你，如何服侍你们呢？
We gave you a model with our life.
我们已经把我们已经把我们摆上自己来做一个榜样。
And I want to encourage you with my words to build you up.
我想通过我的话语来鼓励你，要建造你。
None of the kids in our house are in this room.
我的孩子没有在这个
Or the kids
that
在我们家里的孩子现在 right? That's how it is. You know, except Kevin.
只有 Kevin 在这里。
I wonder.
我有时候想。
Does he see the same man at church and at home?
我在想，他看我是不是在教会和在家里是同样的
行为呢？ Does he see me use my words to tear him down or to build him up?
他看到我是用我的话语来毁灭他，还是来建造他
？And I may not be perfect. I'm very likely not.
我就是我知道我是不完全的，不完美的。
But I hope that when the kids in the house see me, they see that my life is living right before the Lord.
但是我希望就是我的孩子看到我，不管在家里还是教会里，我是啊，在主耶稣在神面前，我是活的对。
And then when they hear me talk with them,
当他们听到我在跟他们讲话的时候
，Do they hear words of the Father building them up or tearing them down?
那他们听到的这些话是从父亲嘴巴里出来的话是建造他们的呢还是去毁灭他们的
I don't know how they will become.
我不知道他们将来会怎样一个人成为怎样一个人
But I hope as a father I could be like that.
但是我作为一个父亲我希望是这样子
This is the picture of what Paul says for us.
这就是保罗所给我描述的这幅图
This is how we build others up.
这就是我们是应该如此的去建造他人。
What do they see in your life?
他们在你的生命中看到了什么
？Do you use words in our church? Do we use words to build people up or tear people down?
在我们教会里，我们用我们的话语去建造他人呢，还是去毁灭他人？
Recently, last year, the Lord showed me a problem that I had.
去年的时候，神就是显示给我，看我有个问题。
I'm not sure if I want to share this with you.
我不确定我今天要不要分享。
I shared it with our deacons on Tuesday night prayer.
我在礼拜二的时候跟我们的执事会分享了。
But the Lord showed me a very ugly side of me.
但是神呢，让我看到了我很难看的一面。
And He made it clear when Bethany came to me with her report card.
但是呢，神让我明白了，当 Bethany 就是把她的学校的成绩卡报告拿来给我看的时候。
And she had A's and B's.
她的成绩报告上呢有 A 有 B。
And I said to her, B's?
我跟她说，你拿了 B 吗
How did you get B in this?
你怎么在这门课上只拿了 B 呢
What do we need to do to get you to an A?
我们应该如何做才能拿到 A 呢
How can I help you?
我应该怎么帮助你呢
And I realized,
那我就意识到
that when she came to me,
当她来到我面前的时候
she was so happy.
她是如此的开心
she was so proud.
她是如此的自豪
because she worked hard.
因为她通过了她的努力的努力学习
but when she gave it to me,
当她把她的报告给我的时候
and when I said what I said,
我说了我所说的
she went away sad.
她就是有点悲伤的离开了。
And I didn't know why.
我不知道为什么。
Until the Holy Spirit showed me.
直到圣灵向我显明的时候。
What kind of terrible man I have become?
我是如此可怕的一个人。
That I used my words to tear her down.
我用我的话语去毁灭我的孩子。
And not build her up.
而不是去建造他
Because that's what I do to myself.
因为这就是我对我自己所做的
I have a high expectation for myself.
因为我对我自己有个很高的期望
I have a high demand for myself.
我对我自己有个很高的要求
And when the Lord started to show me this,
当神向我显示的时候
He started to show me that I do that to everyone.
神告诉我，我对人家都是这样做
That I do it to my wife.
我对我的太太也是这样要求
That I don't have words to build her up.
我没有话语，我没有用我的话语去建造。
But I often have words to build, take her down.
但是我却用我的话语把她压下去。
It's terrible.
这非常的可怕。
And I confess this sin before God.
我在神面前忏悔我的罪。
And I want to repent of this.
我要悔改。
So I make it a commitment.
所以我承诺了。
And I'm not good at it yet.
我还没有做得很好。
But I want to affirm my wife.
但是我要向我太太保证。
I want to affirm my children.
我要向我的孩子保证。
may have torn down people in the church.
我或许在教会里有把就是把人家压下去，把人家毁灭。
But I want to say that I'm sorry.
但是我想说我很对不起。
Because my job is to build you up.
因为我的工作是应该建造你。
And to not tear you down.
而不是把你压低。
That doesn't mean that we can't say what someone's doing wrong.
但这并不是说有人做错事了，我们不能跟他说。
But are we a church that affirm others?
但是我们这个教会是对
What's the word? 坚立。是坚立人家的吗？ Do we 坚立？ Do we affirm? Or do we tear down?
我们是要破坏的，还是要建立的？
Do we use our words to encourage others to keep going and to grow?
我们用我们的话语去鼓励人家，使人家成长吗？
Or do we always say, 还好吧？
还是我们说只是马马虎虎。
Of course, we want to say, "Hey, glory to God."
当然，我们说把荣耀归给主。
But sometimes we say that's too much.
但是我们有时候会可能会说的太多。
Can we not say, "Hey, you did a great job"?
我们难道不能说吗？哎，你做的很好。
And glory to God.
然后说荣耀归于主。
Because I know you worked hard.
因为我知道你非常努力的工作。
And I know you're going to get better.
我知道你你会更好。
And so together we glorify God in that.
所以我们一起来赞美神。
Can we say that to someone?
我们可以这样说吗？
Can we use our words to build someone up?
我们可以用我们的话语去建造人家吗？
You see, this is what it means to serve others.
这就是我所指的，就是我们应该如何。
The model that Paul had.
保罗所做的榜样。
Was to always bring people to Jesus.
是一直把把其他的人带到耶稣主面前来。
To always look to the Lord and not to people.
一直把眼神放在神的身上。
To give of yourself.
把自己摆上。
Like a nursing mother.
就像一位哺乳的母亲。
In tenderness.
在温柔中。
And in sacrifice.
自我牺牲。
But also in your life.
但也在你的生活中。
That you need to walk.
你需要行走。
And you have a model of integrity in your life.
你也有一个就是廉政的人的榜样。
And when you use your words,
当你用你的话语的时候，
your words are to build others up.
你的话语是用来建造人家
的。And not tear them down.
而不是把人家撕毁。
Even when you're at home,
甚至在家里。
Gossiping about others.
不能因为你在家里
Gossip.闲话，
闲话，说人家的闲话。
When you say, "Oh, that preacher today is too long."
比如说，你说今天的那个讲道太长了。
Preacher too short.
太短了。
Preacher had ugly face.
或者说你这个传道人不好看。
Hey, use a word to build me up at home, okay?
我希望你们在家里用话语来建造我。
Is our habit to tear down, or is our habit to build up?
这是一个我们要建造人家的习惯呢，还是把人家撕毁的习惯？
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姐妹们，
I pray that God's word came to you today.
我祷告神的话语来到你心里。
And then I pray that the Holy Spirit will explode that in your life.
我祷告圣灵会在你的生命中。
These young believers in this church.
这些初信徒在这个教会的
在那个教会 Thessalonica,
在铁沙罗尼加的初信徒
they knew that they were saved.
他知道他们是得救的
and they knew that their life was for one purpose.
他知道他们的生命是有一个目的的
they were saved to build others up.
他们得救是为了建造他人
we serve unbelievers by giving them the gospel.
我们服侍非信徒是通过把福音传给他们。
And last week, or a few weeks ago, I asked you if you would pray this prayer.
几个礼拜前我请你们可不可以这样子祷告。
Lord,
主啊
，In this year,
在这一年里
，Would you use my life to bring one person to the saving knowledge of Jesus Christ?
请你使用我。能使用我来带领一个人来到救主耶稣见。
How many of you prayed that prayer? Don't raise your hand.
你们有多少人是这样祷告过了呢？ 不需要起手。
Wouldn't it be amazing if God used us to bring someone to Christ this year?
如果主耶稣用我们来带领一个人来到主耶稣面前，这不是很奇妙吗？
Paul was also the model to the believers.
保罗也是这些信徒当中的一个榜样。
For every one of you,
你们当中的每一个人。
Who is our newest believer? I don't even know. Who is our youngest believer?
谁是我们最年轻最初的信徒？
Maybe that person doesn't have anybody. Okay.
或许那个人没有。
But every one of you believers, every one of you.
但是我们每一个信徒。
There is someone younger than you in faith.
我们知道肯定有些人在信心上比你更年轻。
There is someone younger than you in your faith.
在信心上有人比你更年轻。
And the picture that Paul gave us today is,
保罗今天给我们的这幅图案就是
young believers need spiritual parents, brothers and sisters.
初信徒或者年轻的信徒需要在属灵上的父母。
Who are willing to sacrifice in order to help nurture them in the Lord.
那这些属灵上的父母是要为了他们而摆上自己，为了喂养他们，在灵性上喂养他们而摆上自己的弟兄姐妹。
So, how do we apply this?
我们如何应用这一点呢？
Here's a question.
这里是一个问题。
Is there someone a little bit younger than you in faith?Who you can commit to help grow in their faith this year?
有没有这样一个人在灵命上比你稍微比你稍微年轻一些的，你可以委身自己去帮助他在灵命上成长呢？
I'm not talking about getting busy at church.
我不是说不是说仅仅是让我们教会忙起来。
I'm talking about.One person in this church who is younger than you in your faith.
我只是在说一个人，你只需要一个人在灵命上比你年轻。
How can you sacrifice and be a model and bring them to Jesus?
你如何能牺牲自我，把自己摆上，成为他们的一个榜样，把他们带到主耶稣面前来
？To encourage them.
去鼓励他们
to build them up,
去建造他们
and you commit to doing that.
你要承诺自己去这样做
Can you think of someone right now?
你可以想一想这个人吗
Can you pray about that person?
你可以为这个人祷告吗
Can you write their name down?
你可以把这个人的名字写下来吗
They probably have no other spiritual older brother or sister.
他们或许在没有在属灵上的年长的弟兄姐妹们
A 属灵上的年长 right?、
Mm-hmm.
But they're waiting for you.
他们或许正在等待你。
Let's pray.
我们祷告。
Father, we thank you for the power of your word, Lord.
父啊，我们感谢你的话语的力量。
God, I love to study your word.
神啊，我是如此的爱学习你的话语。
I love to sit in it and think about it.
我非常的爱坐着，就是静静的思考你的话语。
I love to stand and think about it.
我爱站起来也静静的思考。
I love to walk around and think about your word.
我要边走边想着你的话语。
Because your word is so precious.
因为你的话语是如此的宝贵。
And when your word comes into our life,
当你的话语来到我们的生命当中
，and your Holy Spirit convicts.And shows it to us.
当你的圣灵感动我们
，Amazing things happen.
奇妙的事就会发生。
I pray that for us.
我为我们当中的为我们祷告。
That every person who is saved in this room.
每一位在这个在这个会堂上每一位已得救的弟兄姐妹。
They would commit to building others up.
他们会委身去建造他人。
We pray this in Jesus' name.
我们祷告奉耶稣的名求。
Amen.
Amen.